Thank you. We turn to halacha vav of siman vav, and we have a rule that's probably familiar to many of us. Kol brachot, any bracha, im nistapek behem, im amram, lo amram. If you have a doubt whether you said the bracha or not, you're holding this apple. Turns out it is a real apple, but you got distracted for a moment and you wonder, did I say the bracha? Did I not say the bracha? What's the bottom line? Say Savik bracha. Do you say the bracha again? No, correct. Im nistapek behem, im lomram, lomram. If you have got a concern whether you said it or not, you're not sure. Einu chozer mevarech. You do not say the bracha again at that time, which fits very nicely with the theme on the thrust of the last few halachot, that we're trying to limit the frequency with which we say the name of God. We're trying to make sure that that name retains its sanctity and we don't misuse, misappropriate, or use it too frequently. So on the surface, that fits very nicely. But let me ask you a question. Is this a universal rule with brachot, that if you've got a suffix, you don't repeat it? No, why not? If it's d'oraita, you do repeat it. So beneath the surface of this halacha that fits nicely with the theme, we are suddenly engaging with something rather surprising. Meaning, if there's a biblical obligation, you have to say it again. What does that mean? All the brachot we've been speaking about are rabbinic obligations, meaning there was no obligation to say a bracha. There is no necessity. God never prescribed, never invited, never insisted that we said his name. And the rabbis came along and said, you should say it. And they multiply brachot all over the place. So if our theme is limit the frequency of God's name, what's the best way to limit the frequency of the number of times you say God's name? Never say it. God tells me I've got a bench, I'm going to say God's name. But why are the rabbis now inviting a pushback against the entire thrust of the opening halachot, which is limit the frequency? We're suddenly getting a sense that, hold on, don't repeat it if you're not sure, which just educates us or informs us that actually all these brachot were, strictly speaking, unnecessary. They were legislated by the sages, which of course invites us to understand that there is a balance here between limiting the frequency, maintaining awe on the one hand, but trying to breed familiarity as well. For those of you who are familiar with Harry Potter or not, anyone who I'm about to talk about? He who must not be named. His name, of course, was? No, his name is Tom Riddle. But yes, he took the name Lord Voldemort, you're right. But there was this premise that if you somebody is too fearful, you can't say their name. And lahavdil, a million havdalot, of course, between fiction and reality and horrific people in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we're not just trying to limit the frequency. There is a value in saying let's not overuse the name, but we don't want it to be a point where it's he who shall not be named, where is this innate fear, remote distance. We also want to breed familiarity, and the sages are trying to walk both sides of this, where we try to keep a cap on it, but also understand that actually all the brachot are insisted on the part of the sages so that we do say the name of God. And tomorrow we'll see the ultimate expression of that. But in the meantime,